This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Unchained my dead heart. Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So change my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the final episode of The Power of Dhikr. Throughout these series of episodes, we've been looking at the virtues of dhikr, the importance of dhikr, how we do dhikr, some of the principles of dhikr, dhikr in the salah, in the prayer, dhikr when reading the Qur'an, dhikr in all the different times during the day when a person is, or different situations that people are afflicted with, dhikr in the morning, in the evening, dhikr at times of difficulty, dhikr when you sleep, when you wake up, dhikr throughout the day and in every circumstance, in every situation that a Muslim finds themselves in. We've talked about the theory of dhikr, and we've also talked about the practical aspects of dhikr. And we're going to conclude those practical aspects today in this episode, inshaAllah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by looking at the way that we keep ourselves away from the shaitan. There's no doubt the shaitan has a huge effect upon a person, even if that effect is only that he calls them away from the path of Allah. Because we know that the shaitan will say when everything is finished, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Indeed, Allah promised you the truth and I promised you and I broke my promise. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. I didn't have any authority over you except إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْنِي. Except that I called you and you answered me. I called you and you answered me. So the shaitan has a big effect upon us. The shaitan is a problem that we have to be very cautious of in our lives. And of course, so many people complain of problems, whether those problems be issues of themselves in terms of waswasa, or more serious problems in terms of trouble from the jinn and from the shayateen, or more even more serious problems like the issue of magic and black magic and its effect upon people. And people fear the issue of the evil eye, they fear the evil eye for their children, they want to seek protection. And often people choose many haram ways of protecting themselves. So they protect themselves with amulets, which are haram, with ta'weed, that are haram. They protect themselves with many, many false methods. And they learn all of these sort of false statements that people make when they say things like, oh, if you make dua so many times, if you say subhanallah 7,000 times in a day or something. And all of these are numbers that they've just plucked out of thin air, and they're not authentic numbers that are from the sunnah. And we said you have to be very careful in your dhikr that you stick to the authentic numbers that are mentioned in the sunnah. So now we're going to look at some of the things the sunnah gives us to protect ourselves from the shaitan. And some of these are our regular adhkar. So the most important thing we're going to look at in the beginning is to protect ourselves from the shaitan, from sihr, from black magic, from the jinn, from every aspect of the shaitan and all of the actions of the shaitan. By what? By sticking to our adhkar that we have learnt in the previous episodes. So, the adhkar of the morning and the evening, the adhkar within the prayer, the adhkar when you enter into the house saying Bismillah, because when you say Bismillah, when you enter into the house and you say Bismillah, then the shaitan is forbidden from living in your house. When you leave the house, you say Bismillah and you mention the dhikr and the dua for leaving the house. Likewise, when you eat, you say Bismillah, you eat with your right hand, you encourage your children to say Bismillah and to eat with their right hand. Because when you eat with your right hand, you say Bismillah, the shaitan is forbidden from eating with you. You recite the dhikr of Allah in your house, the Qur'an. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that a means to protect your house from the shaitan is to recite Surah Al-Baqarah in the house not to let 3 days go by. So over a period of 3 days, you recite Surah Al-Baqarah. And if you can recite it every day, that's amazing. If you recite it in little bits so that you cover it within 3 days, that's fantastic. But the shaitan does not enter a house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited over that period of time. So this is also from the things that we do. Likewise, the du'as of entering the bathroom, the adhkar that we mention when we leave the bathroom, likewise, the adhkar that we mention in a case of intimate relations between husband and wife, these are all du'as and adhkar that are absolutely vital for us, because they protect us from the shaitan. And many, if not all of these du'as specifically mention the shaitan in them. For example, when you enter the bathroom and you say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith, you are saying, oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from the male and female shaitan. And this is because the bathroom is a place where they reside. So if you want to be protected from the shaitan, the first thing is that you are keeping to your daily dhikr religiously and strictly. The dhikr of the morning and the evening, whoever recites them will be protected until the end of the day. Whoever recites it in the evening will be protected until the morning. And then you have some very specific adhkar. One of the specific adhkar that you have is the statement that we make, the dhikr that we make, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ. I seek refuge with the perfect words of Allah from the evil which He has created. And the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever sets foot in a place and he says these words, he says, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ, he will not be harmed by anything until he moves on from his place. So when you go to an unfamiliar place, you're in an unfamiliar house, you're in a, your car breaks down on a dark road at night, whatever it may be, you stop off at a service station, you go to an unfamiliar place, you're out in a park, out in the desert, out in the countryside, wherever you may be, you say these words and it protects you from the shaitan and from the plots of the shaitan. A similar du'a, a slightly longer one, has been narrated regarding seeking refuge from the deception and the plots of the shaitan. And this is the dhikr that we say, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ الَّتِي لَا يُجَاوِزُهُنَّ بَرٌّ وَلَا فَاجِرٌ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَبَرَأَ وَذَرَأَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ مَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ مَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا وَمِنْ شَرِّ مَا ذَرَأَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ مَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمِنْ شَرِّ فِتَنِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ كُلِّ طَارِقٍ إِلَّا طَارِقًا يَتْرُقُ بِخَيْرٍ يَا رَحْمَنِ. And this is a very comprehensive dua. I seek refuge with Allah's perfect words which no righteous or unrighteous person can transgress. There is no shaitan that can go against the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. From all of the evil that He has created, made and originated. I seek refuge from the evil that descends down from the sky, and from the evil that rises up to it. And I seek refuge from the evil that is spread on the earth, and the evil that comes up from it. And I seek refuge from the evil of the tribulations of the night and the day, and the evil of the one who visits at night, except for the one who brings good, O merciful one. And this is from the comprehensive du'as that we can say to keep us away from the effect of the shaitan. I wanted to finish our sort of practical session before we talk about, sort of to summarize what we've learned. We wanted to finish the practical session by looking at what we say for our children. There is a dua that the Prophet ﷺ used to say for Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, and he used to say this to protect them from the evil of Al-Ayn, from the evil of the evil eye, from this horrible situation where somebody can be afflicted by the jealousy and the evil eye of somebody else. So he used to say for a boy, أُعِيذُكَ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ وَهَامَّةٍ وَمِنْ كُلِّ عَيْنٍ لَامَ. He used to say, أُعِيذُكَ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ وَهَامَّةٍ وَمِنْ كُلِّ عَيْنٍ لَامَ. In this dua, what it means is, I seek refuge for you, on behalf of you, with the perfect words of Allah, from every shaitan, and every beast, and every envious eye. And just a small point to note practically about that, is that the very first word, u'idhuka, we change this word depending on who we're talking to. So for a boy we say u'idhuka, for a girl we say u'idhuki, for two children we say u'idhukuma, And for three or more, we say u'idhukum. So there are slightly different ways of doing that. And again, on the website that we mentioned, duas.com, all of the ways are mentioned. And that's more of a grammatical point in terms of the Arabic language. But this is a dua that slightly changes depending on who you say it for. So again, you don't need to tie things around your children's necks. You don't need to tie things around your children's legs or anything like that. You don't need any ta'weev. You don't need any sort of haram or any sort of asking others for help. All you need are these simple du'as, these simple adhkar, and insha'Allah ta'ala you will find yourselves to be protected from the shaitan and from the plots of the shaitan. And there are really many, many, many adhkar, but really it's so important that those daily adhkar are there, and that the prayer is there five times a day, and the salatul fajr, the fajr prayer in the jama'ah, in the congregation is there, because whoever prays fajr in the congregation, he will be in the protection of Allah until the night comes, and again and again and again. And you recite Qur'an for yourself, you recite Qur'an for your family, you recite Ayatul Kursi, you recite the last three surahs of the Qur'an, and you blow into your palms and wipe them over yourselves when you sleep. And all of the other things after the prayer, you're very strict in the morning after Fajr, in the evening, either after Asr or after Maghrib, you're strict on those adhkar, you're strict on following that methodology. Insha'Allah ta'ala, you will be protected from the shaitan and from all of the ills of the shaitan. And there are many other things, and insha'Allah ta'ala, as we said, we recommend to the brothers and the sisters the book Fortress of the Muslim, that small book that everyone carries with them. Get yourselves a copy, get a copy for your families, and likewise the website duas.com, duas.com, because this website contains a comprehensive list of du'as from many, many books. They're all checked for authenticity and reliability, and you can read them there along with transliteration and translation as well. So that brings us towards the end of this series, The Power of Dhikr. Really, we've probably only scratched the surface of the topic of dhikr. There are so many things that I wanted to say to you that we didn't have time for, and so many topics that we wanted to talk about, which we didn't have time for. But alhamdulillah, what we did manage to do is to talk about the importance of dhikr, some of the virtues of dhikr, to get people motivated and to get people ready and wanting to remember Allah, to make us from those people who are al-dhakirin Allah kathiran wa dhakirat, those people who mention Allah, remember Allah much, both male and female. We've talked about specific kinds of dhikr, about some rules regarding dhikr, about the fact that you need to be between fear and hope, you need to have the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, you need to lower yourself before Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We've talked about specific adhkar, the more general ones that are good for everything, like Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. And of course, we've also talked about the more specific ones, and it's just an introduction to the topic. But I do hope and I do pray and I do ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this series has been of benefit to all of the viewers, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us what benefits us and to benefit us with what He teaches us, and to make what He teaches us a proof for us, not against us, and to give us the ability to act upon what we know. And then I'd like to finish by thanking all of you for watching this series, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the ability to record future series for the benefit of the brothers and the sisters, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His tawfiq, for the success that comes from Him and from Him alone. And I conclude by simply saying that I leave you in the care of Allah, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you and me from those who remember Allah much. And I finally complete it by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So change my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.